I am come that all might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly manifest. Truly I am the real Jesus, but I do not come to you today as the Jesus that many people have known through the Christian churches, not even as the Jesus that many of you have known through a previous dispensation of the Great White Brotherhood. I come to you as the living Christ, and the emphasis is on the word living, because I truly desire to impart to you the flame of a living Christ that never stands still. And so many of the Christians out there in the world have built an idolatrous image of me. And were I to tell them that the living Christ never stands still, they would immediately say, but what about the statement in the Bible which says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever? Well, my beloved hearts, it is not Jesus Christ that is the same yesterday, today, and forever, but the universal Christ consciousness. And the universal Christ consciousness is the same in only one way, in that it is always and forever one with God. And because God is a living God, God is constantly transcending itself. Your Creator is constantly transcending itself, and thus the Christ consciousness is the same yesterday, today, and forever, in that it is always one with God. But because God is always becoming the more, then the Christ consciousness is always becoming the more, and so is Jesus Christ. And thus, I am here to let you know that I am indeed more today than I was yesterday, or a few years ago, when you last heard me speak to another messenger who truly was a true messenger of the Great White Brotherhood. And as all true messengers know, that no messenger can put the ascended masters in a box, because we are beyond any messenger, any organization, any message, any teaching. We are in the flow of the river of life, and we are here to give you a glimpse of that river of life through an outer teaching. And the last thing we want you to see is that you turn that outer teaching into a little box that keeps you from flowing with the river of life. I ask you to imagine that you go with me these few hundred yards down to the Yellowstone River, and we stand at the bank of the river of life, and now we see and experience the river of life flowing by us. And we realize that if we look at a particular spot in that river, we are looking at a particular molecule of water. But that molecule is moving on. So the next time we come down to the river and look at the exact same spot, it is another molecule of water that is there. And although they may look the same to the outer mind, I can tell you that even molecules of water have a certain individuality, as you know, that no two snowflakes are alike. Should it not be obvious that if God could create billions and billions of snowflakes with no two being alike, he can surely create billions of co-creators that each has a unique individuality? My beloved hearts, imagine that we now walk back to the highways of life, and we meet a person who is all excited because he thinks he has discovered what the river is like. And he holds up a photograph of the river and he says, look, this is the river of life. My beloved, that photograph is accurate in every detail except one. It is not moving. And even though it gives an accurate portrayal of the river, it does not convey the fact that the river is always moving. And thus, the man who thinks that this photograph is the river of life will miss the most important point about the river of life, namely, its ongoingness. And this is exactly the same with any teaching given by the ascended host throughout the ages. Once we put a teaching into words that can be recorded or printed, those words become static. This does not mean that they are untrue, as the photograph gives an accurate depiction of the river, but it does mean that they are just a snapshot. And why do we give you those teachings? We give them to show you that beyond the outer teachings that can be put into words is the ongoingness of the river of life, that is the living truth of God. My beloved, it is somewhat amazing to me that I should have to stand here in this place and give this message into the collective consciousness that is hanging as a dark cloud over what should have been the brightest spot on the earth, because you truly have been given the highest teaching that could be given at the time that it was released. Yet, as El Moya and Saint Germain have explained, too many of those who received that teaching did not internalize it and become it, thereby flowing with a river of life behind the teaching. And thus I must tell you the truth, that it is perfectly possible to study a teaching released by the Ascended Masters and to understand that teaching perfectly at an intellectual level. Yet, you do not see beyond the outer teachings to the river of life. And thus, when you look at a person who has a good outer understanding of the teachings, you may break that understanding down into individual details, and each single detail might be perfectly accurate and perfectly true, as every point of the photograph is an accurate depiction of the reality from which the picture was taken. Yet, even though every detail is accurate and true, when you look at the big picture itself, the person's understanding of the teachings of the Ascended Masters is not moving on beyond the outer teaching from which that person has built the mental image. And thus, my beloved, I must tell you a very serious truth that many people will be reluctant to acknowledge. There are many people who have taken an outer teaching, whether given by this or that organization, and they have accepted it as being true and valid. Yet, they have come to the point of accepting that it must be an absolute and infallible truth and therefore could never be expanded upon. So many of these people go into a fear mode of thinking that if they look at anything outside the teaching they have accepted, then they will either go to hell or be trapped by the false hierarchy imposters of the Ascended Masters. And therefore, they refuse to listen to my living word as I give it today, because they are afraid that those words come from false hierarchy imposters. Yet, my beloved, the belief that an outer teaching can shield you from the forces of Antichrist is an illusion. There is a time when a student is new on the path and therefore does not have a solid foundation. Such a student can easily be confused or overwhelmed by the many false teachings out there, but can even be confused by different true teachings. And therefore it is valid that such a new student focus all attention on one particular valid teaching and focus attention on it for a time. But there does come a point where you need to step up and go onto the inner path that takes you beyond the outer teaching, so that the outer teaching does not become a set of crutches that prevent you from walking as the God-free being you are. And if you do not make that leap, then the outer teaching can no longer protect you from the false hierarchy, and here is why. The essential aspect of the spiritual path is that you are trapped in a duality consciousness. Your mind is trapped in a mental box made up of many individual beliefs. Some might be true, some might be partially true and affected by the duality consciousness, and some are entirely springing from that duality consciousness. But overall, the picture you have is either slightly dualistic or at the very least a stationary image of God's truth. And any stationary image becomes a graven image because it is not moving on. And so, as long as you cling to a graven image, your mind is trapped in the consciousness of duality. My beloved hearts, the ascended masters are above the level of duality. We do not descend into duality. We do not communicate with people in a level of duality. We use those who have been able to raise their consciousness beyond duality to bring forth a message that is meant to show you that there is something beyond duality. But once the teaching is in physical form, it becomes static. And if you cling to it, you turn that true teaching into a dualistic teaching, as I have explained. And that means that you lose the direct thread of contact to the ascended masters. And now what happens is that you become vulnerable to the false hierarchy imposters who impose as ascended masters, but they are still in the realm of duality. And it is the fact that your mind has used a true teaching to build or reinforce a dualistic image. It is this very misuse of a true teaching, this very act of turning the true teaching into a graven image, that makes you vulnerable to the false hierarchy. And therefore I must tell you that those who are members of any of the organizations we have sponsored throughout eternity, be it the Christian religion, the Buddhist religion, Islam, Taoism, or any New Age teaching, those who are the rigid members who cling to a specific mental image of the path, they are all vulnerable to the false hierarchy and their own egos who whisper in their ears, "You don't have to change. You don't really have to look at the beam in your own eye because you have done all these outer things. You have this wonderful outer teaching that is the highest teaching on the planet," which, by the way, they all believe that their teaching is the highest teaching on the planet. And thus, this should show you that the very concept that a given teaching is the highest teaching on the planet, that statement was made specifically to test your pride. Would you believe it and build the self-image that because you had the highest teachings on the planet, you were better than all the other people who also believe they have the highest teaching on the planet? Or would you transcend that state of consciousness and say, but I don't want the highest teachings on the planet. I want more. I want the highest teaching in heaven, and therefore I must raise my consciousness above the consciousness of duality so that I can grasp the living truths that cannot be put into words. This is the test, and you need to mature and realize that everything that has ever been said by the ascended host carries a test. And the test comes at many levels, depending on your individual state of consciousness. And the test is always this. When you hear a true teaching, you understand it at the level of consciousness you are at right now. And the test is, will you use the teaching to reinforce the mental image you have right now? Or will you use the teaching to multiply your talents and come up higher, to expand your mind and accept a higher understanding? My beloved, that is the true way to use the teachings of the ascended masters, to multiply your talents, to use them to expand your consciousness. Yet, if you are as the unfaithful servant who bury your talents in the ground, then guess what? We of the ascended masters must respect your free will, so we must withdraw. But we cannot withdraw the outer teaching that has been put into the physical octave. And thus, you sit back, looking at the outer teaching, not realizing that the presence of the ascended masters is no longer with you. And thus, you instead become vulnerable to having the masters, the so-called masters of duality, speak to you in your own hearts. And I must tell you that there is a substantial amount of people who believe that they have inner communion with the ascended masters, yet they are talking to the masters who are in the level of duality. And the reason for this is that these people have not come to that point of total and unconditional surrender. That is the one requirement, the absolute requirement that can never be compromised for having true, ongoing communication with the ascended host. If you want to be in communion with the ascended host, you must be in a state of perpetual surrender. For only in being willing to perpetually surrender your mental images of God, of the path, of yourself, and of the ascended masters, can you keep up with us as we expand and grow. Only in a state of perpetual surrender can you be in the river of life that never stands still and thus is never attached to any particular sense of identity as has been so beautifully described in this latest rosary that you have given today. My beloved hearts, I must tell you truly that progressive revelation will never come to an end on this planet until the planet is raised up to the level of the kingdom of God, where perpetual revelation becomes an inner revelation. Thus, we of the ascended host will not stop working with or speaking through people who are in that state of perpetual surrender. This is an absolute statement that I make, not only for past organizations, but for the present one and for future ones. I am with you always. Which part of always don't you understand? Realize that it is only the ego that cannot understand always, that cannot understand perpetual surrender, because it wants to stop the cosmic clock so it can be in control. And if you fall prey to the security needs of your ego, clinging to an outer teaching, then you will be controlled by the ego, and your ego will be the open door to the forces of the false hierarchy, as your Christ self is the open door to the ascended host. I am the living Christ. I am always becoming more, for I love my God, and I want to experience all that God is, and I see that God is always becoming more. And thus, if I truly love God, how could I not become more in order to keep up with God's self-transcendence, and therefore experience all that God is at any given moment? I am come to give people life, and to give it to them more abundantly. And what does that truly mean? It means that the living Christ always seeks to get you to leave your nets of entanglements with your current sense of identity, your current beliefs about the world, about God, about the spiritual path, about the ascended masters, so that you can come into oneness with us and therefore flow with us in that moving river of life that truly is the abundant life. And thus I must tell you that it never has been the goal of the representatives of the living Christ to bring forth any outer teaching that is absolutely true, that is infallible, or that could never be expanded upon or replaced by a higher teaching. This has never, ever been our intent. And watch your analytical minds who will say, well, there must be some truth that is absolute and infallible. And I tell you, there truly is a truth that is absolute and infallible. And it is the absolute, ever self-transcending, living truth of God. And that truth can never be expressed in words or images in this world of form, because it is beyond form. It is beyond anything that was created. And thus you must realize that it is entirely possible that two religions can have beliefs that seem to contradict each other, yet both of them were given by the ascended host. And why do we give beliefs that seem to contradict each other? Well, we do it precisely because our goal with a particular religion is to address people in a specific state of consciousness and help them come to a higher level, help them come out of that state of consciousness so that they become more and thereby get back in touch with the ongoing river of life. Do you see what I am saying here? If a particular group of people believe in a very limited concept of life, we cannot give them the highest possible teaching that could be given at that moment. We must give them a teaching that is not so far above their beliefs that they cannot grasp or accept it. And thus, there are many times where we give people a very limited teaching, but it is still above what they have right now. And so, You might say with a human mind that if the ascended hosts tell different groups of people different teachings that seem contradictory, then sometimes the ascended host must be lying. But you see, our purpose is not to give an absolute infallible truth. When the living Christ comes to you, he comes to meet you at the level of consciousness you are at, and therefore he must shake you out of your attachment to that state of consciousness. And in some cases, this can be done only by giving you a statement that is so startling to your outer mind and your ego that you are literally jolted out of your comfortability, that makes you unwilling to grow by going within and reaching for a higher understanding from within yourself. You just cling to that outer teaching, thinking it can give you everything you need to know. So, my beloved, when we give a teaching, it is for your freedom. What are we to do with a group of students who use the outer teaching to actually put themselves in a mental box that is even more confining than what they had before they found that teaching? What are we to do to get these students to move on? Well, sometimes we must push their buttons by giving them a statement that is so startling that they say, oh, the ascended masters would never say that. Jesus would never say that. But you see, the Jesus who would never say that is the Jesus that you have confined to your own mental image of what Jesus should be like. Therefore, that Jesus is the false hierarchy Jesus, not the living Christ. For the living Christ will literally say to you whatever is necessary to jolt you out of your current mental box and get you back to the point where you are willing to think about life and reach for the inner answers, reach for the key of knowledge. Ask and ye shall receive. How many times have we seen people who found a true spiritual teaching and then they thought they no longer needed to ask for directions from their Christ self, because now all they needed to do was to read the outer teaching at an intellectual level. And therefore, I must tell you that there are people who claim to be students of the ascended masters because they are in a particular outer organization that we have sponsored. And yet these students have literally said, not at a conscious level, but at a subconscious level, beloved Christ self, I don't need you anymore. I have the outer teaching. Beloved Jesus, I don't need you anymore. I will just study the Jesus that is depicted as a snapshot in the outer teaching, because I am comfortable with that Jesus. And what they are really saying is, Jesus, don't disturb me. I am comfortable, and I want to stay where I am comfortable. This is the bane of religion on this planet, that it makes people comfortable thinking they will be saved because they are members of that religion. And that is indeed why Saint Germain has determined that it is time to shake up that state of consciousness. And I am right there with him. For I too have had my fill of Orthodox Christianity and its rigidity and dogmatism. Truly, those who are not willing to be disturbed are not my true followers. And I must tell you that this very messenger once had a discussion with a Lutheran priest who believed in sincerity that when I came to call my disciples and said, leave your nets, I will make you fishers of men, they did not instantly leave their nets and follow me. Oh, the priest said, they must have had at least a year to put their things in order and prepare to follow Christ. But you see, my beloved, My mission was only a total of 3 years. There was no time for my disciples to take care of their worldly business. I must tell you that when I called my disciples, I literally walked up to them. They had never seen me before. And I looked them straight in the eye and I said, "Leave your nets and follow me." And I turned around and walked away. And those who did not follow me straight away did not become my disciples, for that was the law at that point in time. And although the requirements have been slackened somewhat, because back then I had only 3 years, and now we are in a more ongoing cycle, I must tell you that although you can take some time to step onto the inner path to Christhood, you cannot take forever. There must come a point where you are willing to say, "Enough is enough. I have had enough with that ego, and it is time that I step onto the true path." When that time comes for you individually, you need to be alert. You need to be aware, because truly your Christ self, myself, or another ascended master will appear to you on inner levels. And you need to be open to hearing our voice. And if you have the attachment to an outer teaching or organization, you will reject us when we come to you. Imagine what would have happened if Mother Mary had rejected the angel when he came and told her that she was to give birth to the Christ child. What if she had said, "I don't believe you are real. I am perfectly happy living in my monastery. Leave me alone." Oh, my beloved, then I would not have been born, would I? And so, if I come to you and say, "The Christ is ready to be born in your heart," and you say, "Leave me alone, I am comfortable," then the Christ will not be born in your heart. And thus, the second coming will not occur on planet Earth. For it will take 10,000 people who are willing to let the Christ be born in their hearts to bring about that second coming. That is the fulfillment of the cycle of Pisces, and therefore the open door to the golden age of Aquarius. It is time to step up to the plate and be on the inner path and throw away and leave behind anything that has become a net that no longer catches fish but catches you and holds you back from plunging yourself into the river of life. I am come that all might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. But it does not mean that I, Jesus, will appear in the sky and let the abundant life rain upon you from heaven. Having the abundant life means being in the abundant state of consciousness. And that state of consciousness is perpetual self-transcendence. Truly, there is nothing else. There is no substitute for self-transcendence. And thus, I come to you today with a special dispensation. I come to give you a teaching for how you can let go of the things that hold you back. This teaching is already given by Mother Mary in her book, but I wish to give it from a slightly different perspective in the hope that it might help those who cannot understand it even in a magnificent book that Mother Mary has given. For truly, that is why there is more than one ascended master, because our different flames can reach different people. The abundant life is the river of life that is ongoing. What sets you apart from the abundant life is that you hold on to something and therefore separate yourself from the ongoingness of the river of life. This tendency to hold on to something was born the moment you turned your back to God and accepted a belief that said, I can no longer be one with God. My beloved, this very decision to turn your back on the Guru, who was the representative of the living Christ, caused you to enter into a spiral of separating yourself more and more from your God, from your true identity. When you find the spiritual path, you reverse that cycle and you start walking step by step back towards oneness. But when you are still trapped, or at least partially trapped by the ego, you cannot fully understand that the ultimate goal of the spiritual path is, as El Moy has said, total oneness with a greater being out of which you are an individualization. Because your ego was born from the separation, and thus it can never accept oneness as the ultimate goal. And therefore, it is possible to walk the outer path and use the teachings of the ascended masters. And you can make certain progress on that path, but there comes a point where you will make no further progress until you realize and acknowledge that you need to overcome the sense of separation. And my beloved, what stands between you and oneness is the number of beliefs and emotional wounds that give you a sense of inner pain. And you might have had a traumatic experience in the past, and it created a wound in your soul. And what is the result of this wound? It is that if you think about that experience, it gives you such pain that you immediately recoil from it, saying, I don't want to look at it. I don't want to go back into it. But my beloved, here is the teaching I want to give you. The only way to walk the spiritual path is to be one with everything. The path is about moving away from separation, moving into oneness. So if you have a condition in your psychology that keeps you trapped in separation, then the only way to overcome that condition is to walk right into it, to no longer be afraid to look at it, to no longer be afraid to look at your fears, but to walk right into it and transform it. This is the teaching I gave at the Easter class of saying that you cannot give away what you do not own, and that you will not be able to give away your wounds until you take ownership of them. But I come to give you a higher level now. For as long as you are trapped in the wounded psychology, you will not be able to face your fears, to go right into your wounds and re-experience the situation that caused those wounds. And therefore, what you need to do is to build a momentum and a willingness to let your Christ Self or your Ascended Master Guru overshadow you as you walk right into the limiting conditions. And this is what I come to you with today. Develop that momentum. Realize that the key to growth is to move out of separation, to stop running away, and to move into oneness. And therefore, the only way to overcome a limitation is to walk right into it and transform it into something higher through the power of Christ within you, released through your Christ Self. And thus, what I offer you today is to be here with you in a very tangible manifestation. And I ask you, when I finish speaking, to visualize that you face your worst fears, or at least the fears you feel capable of facing. But you do not face them alone. You face them not with me at your side, but with me overshadowing you to the point that we are one. And therefore, you do not see your fears the way you normally see them. You see the fears the way I would see those fears. And let me assure you that I have faced every possible fear found on earth, and I have risen above it. And thus I might say that I have somewhat of a momentum that you can trust will carry you through. So I ask you to go into this meditation. You do not need to call aloud, but you do need to visualize. Make an inner call for your Christ self and for my presence to descend upon you. Accept our oneness when you make that call. And then visualize the fears that keep you from moving on to the path. Visualize that we go right into them. Take a look at them. And that you see with the eyes of Christ that they are completely unreal and have no actual power over you. And then surrender them. Surrender them into the flame of Christ in your heart and let them go. Let them go. Let them fall away. Truly, as Paul on the road to Damascus, when the scales fell from his eyes and he saw the living Christ beyond the dead image of Christ as a false teacher that he accepted before. Allow yourself to let go of what stands between you and the abundant life. I, Jesus, release you from your fears. I say, you have the permission of Christ to leave behind those fears and to accept your true identity as being a son or daughter of God, who is as worthy in the eyes of God as is Christ Jesus, as is Christ Moya, as is Christ Mother Mary, as is Christ Saint Germain. And thus I ask you to stand as we truly blow away the old mold, giving way for the new. I am the living Christ, the living Christ I am. I am the living Christ, the living Christ I am. I am the living Christ, the living Christ I am. I am the living Christ, the living Christ I am. I am the living Christ, the living Christ I am. I am the living Christ, the living Christ I am. I am the living Christ, the living Christ I am. I am the living Christ, the living Christ I am. I am the living Christ, the living Christ I am. I am the living Christ, the living Christ I am. Thus your hearts are sealed in my heart flame, and therefore I now bless this communion as truly the body and blood of the living Christ. It is done.